AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Kicking off a three-day visit to Alaska, President Obama is pointing to dramatic signs of global warming, which he says will lead to a dark future if action isn't taken now.
Today in Alaska, sea levels are rising, permafrost is melting, and 75 billion tons of sea ice per year is vanishing. But the president says tomorrow could be much worse across the globe.
Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields no longer growing.
He told a conference on Arctic warming the climate's changing faster than mankind's acting, so the time for denial's long past.
Those who want to ignore the science, they are increasingly alone. They're on their own shrinking island.
Indeed, he says any politician who won't take climate seriously or treats it like a joke isn't fit to lead. Mark Smith, Washington.
Ahead of his historic trip to the Arctic, the president erased a former Republican president's name from North America's tallest peak, renaming it Denali. Ohio Governor John Kasich thinks that's disrespectful to the memory of President McKinley, an Ohio native.
You just don't go and do something like that. We felt it was appropriate. A guy saw that mountain when he was one of the first up there and named it after the president. No reason to change it.
The State Department has released more than 7,000 pages of Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails. Department spokesman Mark Toner.
We're producing more documents this month than we have produced in the previous three releases in May, June, and July combined.
Those include 125 emails that have been censored due to information in them that is now deemed classified. Video obtained by a San Antonio TV station appears to show a man with his hands up, fatally shot by deputies Friday. Authorities say the encounter happened after the armed man resisted arrest and after non-lethal weapons failed to bring Gilbert Flores under control. This is AP Radio News. The UN says a satellite image confirms that the main building of the ancient temple of Bel in the Syrian town of Palmyra has been destroyed.
People call it the pride of the desert.
AP correspondent Sarah Eldeeb reports there were a large explosion set off by Islamic State extremists on Sunday had damaged the 2,000-year-old temple. French and German leaders are reminding other European countries of their shared responsibility toward refugees, often fleeing Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. William Lacy Swing is Director General of the International Organization of Migration.
I don't say that we have endless money. We don't. We're dependent on the donors. But all of us together are ready to do more, and we need the support of the governments to say we need your help.
An emergency meeting is set for September 14th on the migrant crisis. In the Atlantic, Fred has weakened to a tropical storm. The Dow closed out August with a 115-point loss. I'm Sandy Kozel.